For almost 20 years, I have been privileged to write columns each week and have them read by countless people around the world in newspapers, magazines, and online publications. On one previous occasion, a compilation of these columns was gathered together in a book that was well-received and continues to find success in the marketplace. I was excited when Don Green, the head of the Napoleon Hill Foundation, contacted me to do a compilation book entitled Wisdom for Winners. Mr. Green wrote the foreword to the book and divided a number of my columns into individual sections encompassing areas of personal and professional life. We live in a world in which we are constantly bombarded by countless images and messages on a daily basis designed to get us to act in certain ways, buy certain products, and think certain thoughts in order to benefit others. It is, therefore, imperative that we control our own thoughts and actions through the input of positive messages designed to move us toward our own success. I am proud, pleased, and humbled to be associated with Napoleon Hill in Wisdom for Winners and Wisdom for Winners Volumes 2 and 3, which offer readers small, bite-sized messages that can be read in a few minutes each morning or at a point during the day when a specific message is called for. Many Fortune 500 executives have read the same books, but the title most cited by these elite performers was Napoleon Hill's book Think and Grow Rich. As a young man, Napoleon Hill approached Andrew Carnegie, the first billionaire, and asked about the key to success. Instead of giving some routine or flippant answer, Carnegie agreed to sponsor Napoleon Hill on a quest to find the keys to achievement and launch the science of success. Carnegie introduced young Napoleon Hill to Thomas Edison, Henry Ford, and dozens of the business leaders of the day. This collective wisdom emerged in Hill's 1937 classic book, Think and Grow Rich. Many of the people Napoleon Hill interviewed found their success in the 19th century. Hill compiled and wrote about it in the 20th century, and this timeless wisdom is available to you and me in the 21st century. Now it is very exciting for me to have a group of these weekly columns compiled into three volumes entitled Wisdom for Winners, released under the Napoleon Hill banner, with forewords by my friend and the head of the Napoleon Hill Foundation, Don Green. I hope you are enjoying this third book as a way to launch or re-energize your own quest for success. As you go through your day today, remember, you become what you think about. So commit to applying Wisdom for Winners in your own life. Today is the day.